Welcome to Run With It, Canada's running fitness and health program. On this month's program, I was in conversation with Julian Labreck, host of Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio. So stay tuned for that. But first, let's go to Dr. Bob Weil for the Sports Doctor is In segment. Check this out.
Joining me is Dr. Bob Weil, and he's back on the show for the Sports Doctor is In segment. Welcome back, Dr. Bob.
Hi, Christine. It's always great to be with you and do a little bit of running with it.
Yes, I'm always excited to have you on the show every month. And congratulations on your recent article in MVP on universal exercises.
Yes, MVP Parent Magazine, Christine, is a terrific magazine for all sports parents. And there's millions of them who have boys and girls playing sports at all sorts of different levels. The editor of MVP Sports, Rich Dubin, has a 30-year career as an educator in the world of physical education, of sports medicine, of biomechanics. He is the publisher of Lower Extremity Review, which is a magazine for physical therapists and all sorts of different physicians, as well as athletes. And he took on, because he's a sports dad with a couple of daughters who play serious sports. I'll have to check and see if he has any sons. Did he leave them out? And to publish a evidence-based magazine, MVP Parent, which would bring together the world of nutrition, the world of sports psychology, the whole idea, the world of fun, world of coaching, what it counts, what's important with sports parents. My column, which, by the way, has the same title as our column with you, which is the Sports Doctor's In. And we talk about important things to do, the two things everybody cares about, which is number one, can we prevent injuries? Can we prevent problems? And number two, can we enhance performance when we're interested in doing that? Be a step or two quicker, maybe jump higher, maybe be faster, more explosive. All these things that go into sports, and with attention to youth sports. So we had an article this week where we talked about two essential exercises. We've spoken about that on Run With It, where we've talked about two big concepts to include for every one of your runner and athlete listeners, whether they're a weekend warrior or whether the kid's the best athlete in the country. And these two exercise concepts are, number one, strengthen your feet and ankles. Strengthen, pay attention. Rubber bands are a great way to strengthen totally all aspects of your ankles and lower extremities very simply, with very simple techniques that any physical therapist can teach you, and can help the fastest athlete in the world and can help grandmas. So strengthen your feet and ankles. And number two is work balance. Pay attention to balance. I just 2 weeks ago had the head of balance education with the famous Physical, F-Y-Z-I-C-A-L, physical therapy group. They've got about 400 locations in the United States. And they're called balance centers. And the importance of balance, again, regardless of your son or daughter's sport, whether they're a volleyball player, whether she's a skier, whether she's a figure skater, whether she's a gymnast, you can't overdevelop your feet and ankles. And balance will always help you land softer. You know, the passing away of my great friend this past month and sports medicine mentor, Bob Guida. I have a great tribute to him. I met Bob Guida in the late 70s. He was a former Mr. America, Mr. Universe. He became one of the most knowledgeable of kinesio and sports therapists. And the Walter Paytons and the John McEnroes and the Jim McMahons and all these great athletes came to see him. And he paid huge attention to the role of the foot, how important it was. And we got married all those years ago about working together with so many different aspects, including, again, balance. Guida worked with instability training. So whether you are adding standing on tilt boards, whether you have a mini tram and you want to do some balancing, even if you start standing on one foot and you're adding balance into your regimen, then you're doing one of the most important things. When you create imbalance, Christine, every muscle in your body lights up. All what we call, what Bob Guider would call the stabilizers, your brakes. You want to have strong brakes as a runner and you're pounding the pavement. You want to have strong brakes if you're again, your son or daughter's playing tennis 5 days a week. So let's answer. We also, I know we had a question from one of your friends and listeners, and we want to include a question in each of our segments.
Yes. Thank you, Dr. Bob. And this is from Noel Payne. He's a runner writer. And, you know, runners are getting ready now for spring training, like the Boston Marathon, the Vancouver International Marathon, and, you know, the Vancouver Sun Run here in Vancouver. And his question was, what are some common foot issues you see and things runners can do to avoid getting injured?
Yes. Well, you want to pay attention to your history. Number one, what have you had problems with? If you've had problems, you should be already paying attention. And if not, you should pay attention. Whether you're seeing a good podiatrist, physical therapist, because you got a history. Gee, you know, my knees have always been a concern. Gee, I've had shin splints, et cetera. And many times we see that we could be too aggressive. So we want to know what our own history is, and we want to do what worked. We want to include the same shoe that really worked for us. We want to make sure the shoe's in really good shape, and we want to pay attention to our history. Again, today, every runner does strength training in one way or another, and we want to make sure that we are continuing that program, and we want to be smart in our return. You know, we have something that's called the terrible twos. And the terrible twos are like doing too much too soon, being too aggressive. So we want to pay big attention to that. And then we want to build on success. So we really don't want to jump in with trying to set records. And things we see commonly, you know, plantar fasciitis was part of his question, I remember. You know, the most common thing we see in runners and active people is plantar fasciitis, heel and arch problems. The plantar fascia is that band on the bottom of the foot. Every time you push off, you're using the plantar fascia. Every time you land, even walking, you're using the plantar fascia. So inflammation of that area, mostly heel related, arch related, you want to pay attention. You know, you really, really want to. And again, if you got a history of that problem, orthotics are magic for plantar fasciitis. Orthotics are magic for preventing injuries if done properly and if they're custom made. So you really, really want to pay attention. We see a lot of heel problems. Sometimes we'll see when people are returning, they're not used to all that intensity. Their shins are starting to bother them. So again, you want to be in the shoes that have worked for you, that are in real good shape. You really don't want to be in worn out equipment. And you want to read my article this month, Christine. You want to include, if you've had back problems, balance training will help you. If you've had knee problems, balance work will help you. And again, including some of those exercises at the gym, for example, somebody might do circuit training, which is one of my favorites, where they're moving. They might be working their upper body, working their lower body. They might mix in standing on the tilt board, might go back, work the shoulders. They're doing some lower leg work. They go over and stand and balance on the Bosu. They then go over, maybe they do a set of rubber band exercises. And this is the best way to stay out of trouble. You know, you want to be honest with yourself and you want to pay attention to your history, and that's going to give you your best chance of success. And don't hang on problems that if you're seeing them, pay attention.
Yes. Dr. Bob, just another question he had, what are your thoughts on new running shoe technologies and change?
Great question. You know, it used to be like buying a car. It still is. Constantly things change. And again, number one rule is stick with what works. A big point to pay attention to over the past 10, 15 years, but a lot of emphasis on less is better. A lot of emphasis on, you know, we don't need such a big bulky shoe. Maybe we want to be into something much, much lighter. It's caused as many problems as it's prevented. There's the new technology with like fiberglass springboards and some of these fiber boards has been very, very exciting. We see it in marathon running. We see it in a lot of record breakers. Hey, the guy's got those fiberglass type inclusions in the running shoe world. And they're always making changes. It's hard to beat heel strike. If you're a jogger, if you're running miles, really, it's hard to beat heel strike. But again, my late, great, genius friend, Bob Guida, would always say, you got to strengthen dorsiflexion, the muscles on the front of the lower leg. You can be a midfoot or land on your toes, especially if you're a performance athlete. Like, think tennis, think baseball, think football, any kind of basketball. You're going to be on the ball of the foot a lot. And that's fine. If you're going to be running distances, you got to be including some heel strike. You really want to be in a good supportive shoe. There are many great brands. You know, I had a colleague years ago wrote a book. It was called Choosing the Best Shoe, Jerry Meredith. And the picture on the front was a collage of 20 brands. Great point. Here's another key for you guys. Be fit properly. 40% of the running world and athletic world and the rest of us are not fit properly. We go with what used to work. We buy it over the counter. With sizing is a major concern. So whether it's you or your kids, make sure you fit properly. And it's hard to beat a good walking running store because they ideally they're the best educators when it comes to shoe stores. And they will pay attention to your mechanics and choosing. Again, I don't care how much you run, change your running shoes a couple times a year. Mm-hmm. You're in climates like ours. I would even go to 3 times a year and maybe have a couple of pairs that you switch off. And you want to make sure, you know, in our world, you got to be careful with slippery, icy, and whatever conditions. So during the winter, don't push it. But as you're getting ready for the running season, like you're talking about, include your strengthening program, pay attention to what we're talking about, shoes, and include some of these. There ain't a runner alive who wouldn't benefit from strengthening his feet and ankles.
Yeah, so, you know, I really like the trampoline.
Here's a point on the trampoline. Look at it as a clock. If you're standing on the trampoline at 9 o'clock with your right foot, it's tilting you in. And it's pronating you, and you're going to strengthen all the stabilizers that control it. Like Guida would say, work, you know, strengthen the brakes. If you move to 3 o'clock, you're now doing a totally different motion, or 12 o'clock with a trampoline. We would have kids on the trampoline or great athletes playing catch. They'd have their hockey stick in their hand, their glove on, or whatever it was. And the body was always being challenged to, Guida said, you know, train like a cat. So even for runners, who again, are looking for having the strongest breaks, you are pounding the surface with at least 3 times your weight. You're landing the same way all the time. So again, this is why strengthening these areas make such a big deal. And if you've got my last pearl, if you've got a lower extremity concern that's plagued you, look big time at orthotics. And you really want to get a professional, ideally podiatry is the best individual to deal with. Almost always it's a positive.
Great information as always, Dr. Bob. And if people want to check out your article and, you know, check out your show, where can they go?
Well, they can go to mvpparent.com and see the whole issue. And this is such great information for sports parents. If people go to sportsdoctorradio.com, if they go to radio shows, they go back 10 years, give or take a few weeks. Who were the guests? What were the topics? If they go over to newspaper articles and magazines, they can read all about the different articles on so many different topics. One of the hottest topic, of course, is women and high heels, accepting the challenge. Right. And you know, we talk about strengthening the feet and ankles. So really, Christine, in case you're interested.
Yeah, love it. Love it. Thank you so much.
It's always great to be with you.
Yeah, likewise. And catch you next time, next month.
Absolutely. We'll have you on in the spring on the Sports Doctor. I always enjoy trading radio. We're radio and TV with my friend Christine. Thanks, everybody.
I'm excited to have with me today accomplished TV host, life coach, and author, Judy Liebrecht. She is here today to talk about her show, Finding Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio and Finding Your Bliss Online Magazine, and she'll also be sharing some bliss tips. Welcome, Judy.
Hi, Christine. It's so nice to see you. Merry Christmas, happy holidays, and so good to be here.
Likewise. And, you know, I feel so excited to have you on the show. You are such an amazing lady. You are so accomplished. Your impressive resume of many years of reporting, TV hosting, a speaker, writer, author, and so tell us, how did it all begin in launching your show, Find Your Bliss on Zoomer Radio?
Awesome question. Well, thank you, and so great to be here again. Thanks for having me. So how it launched was, I was always in this business, even when I was having my children, but I sort of took off, I would say, about 18 years to raise my family. That was sort of my top priority. And during that time, I wrote a book called Love Mummy, Writing Love Letters to Your Baby. And I also wrote a book called The Toronto Wedding Handbook, a humorous guide on how to survive weddings and marriage. And as well, I wrote a column for 7 years called The Life Coach Corner, all about happiness and the secret to a happier life and gratitude and all this sort of stuff. And it went really well. And then my children left for university. First my son, then my young daughter, who's a musical theater actor in this country. And she's in her fourth year at Sheridan College and doing some beautiful work. And when she left, I kind of crawled under the sheets and didn't come out for about a week because I just didn't know what to do. I was like, wait a minute, Wednesday's supposed to be driving to ballet day and Thursday is carpool to, you know, to musical theater class and Friday is play rehearsal and Monday is, you know, my whole life was so devoted to them that I didn't know what to do. And I kept talking about this thing called, and it was on my to-do list. And I know you're going to ask me about to-do lists, but often we have something on our to-do list, but we just don't do it. And the thing that I wasn't doing was, I wasn't doing this thing that I wanted to do called Bliss Minutes, which was just a daily dose of positivity in your inbox every morning. And I was just had such a desire and a passion about doing this thing, just writing happy quotes and inspirational messages. And anyway, we got robbed. I'm going to cut to the chase. We were away on a family vacation. And we came back and we got robbed, and many sentimental things from my late grandmother and my dad had been taken. It was devastating. And while we were getting an alarm system put in our house, I decided to go to my husband's office. He's a doctor, and work with him because he works very long hours. And while I was in the office, and this was for weeks and weeks, I thought, you know, I could watch Netflix or I could finally write these bliss minutes. And as I started to write them, Christine, it took on a life of its own. It was so much fun. And it was so, it just made me happy. And I knew it was going to make other people happy. So I started to videotape them. And I started an Instagram page called The Bliss Minute. And people loved it. They said, it's my favorite part of my day with my morning coffee to, you know, hear all about your bliss and to hear about what bliss is. And it just puts a smile on my face. And that took on a life of its own. And what's so interesting is I thought, you know, I'd love to do something longer than just a minute of bliss. You know, the way Instagram, you can only go about a minute. So what about starting a magazine where people could write about their bliss? And I think you've written for the magazine for findingyourbliss.com. And you've also been on our show, Finding Your Bliss. So that every time I got an article from someone, I would cry. And I thought, okay, Judy, maybe you need a little help here. What's going on? But I was so happy that people were connecting to their bliss. I'm a life coach. And when I would see these beautiful articles, whether it's about riding horses or learning how to sing or the joy of baking bread, anything, when people were connecting to their bliss, it just sent me. It just made me so happy. And the magazine started to take on a life of its own at findingyourbliss.com. And then someone, a producer, noticed. So one of the tips to finding your bliss, I think, is you've got to be in the sphere that you're meant to be in, which for me is being a coach, helping make other people find their bliss, which makes me so happy. And eventually, when you're in that sphere that you need to be in, the universe hears that and responds in kind. And that's what happened. I got a call and this woman said, there's an opening at Zoomer Radio for a 1-hour show on Saturdays at 1 p.m. You'd be perfect. Can you pull together your proposal in about 24 hours? And I said, you got it. Why? Because I was so motivated. Had I not been doing those Bliss Minutes and at the Bliss Minute on Instagram, the magazine, I might not have been in the mode. It might have taken a while to get the engine going, if you know what I mean. But when you're already there, it was so easy. I wrote a 16-page proposal in about an hour. It just like poured out of me. But at the time, Christine, I was not so technically minded. And I sent it and they couldn't read my PDF because I had no tech. I was not so tech savvy. Now I am. And so they said, come on down to Zoomer and just do it in person. So I did. I went down to Zoomer and I did the whole thing in person. And the guy said, that was the most exuberant presentation I've ever heard. And he said, give me a couple of days. I got to speak to the higher ups. And sure enough, a couple of days later, I found out I had a show.
Thanks for watching. If you have a question or comment about today's episode, go to our website, which is runwithit.ca. Until next time, run with it.